It's actually interesting because my first discussion was along those lines. What are the goals that this patient would have? And, you know, he was actually depressed. He lived alone, widowed. And at first he said, you know, I don't really know whether it's worth it. And then I actually made it at kind of, and he said, so what are we talking about here? And I said, you know, the way this tumor is progressing right now and the shape you're in, this is a matter of weeks and not months. That's the estimate I gave him. I said, no, that's short. And I said, so along those lines, if we have a good response, we might. I didn't talk about, you know, the two-year thing that we normally. I said, you know, if you were around in a year from now, that's achievable, and I would think that's a success. And he said, I want therapy. So that was the final decision. And, you know, we started exactly with FOLFOX. I did not use bevacizumab first cycle. The bleeding stopped. I was actually quite hesitant about this idea of diverting colostomy because it was really an emergency situation right. for those. And I didn't want to get into kind of troubles on that. So we started FOLFOX, saw him weekly. I saw him weekly because I really want to make sure that he doesn't kind of have anything from tumor lysis to whatever kidney failure or anything there. And bleeding stopped almost immediately. He felt better. His bilirubin really dropped significantly. I added bevacizumab from the second cycle on. I didn't even implant a porta catheter. We didn't have time to do that. He had a PICC line, you know, because actually I also wasn't sure, is it worthwhile implanting a porta catheter device because we might just only do one cycle, one application of FOLFOX. I also omitted bolus 5-FU. I didn't want to run into any problems. And it's very interestingly, after three cycles, actually after four cycles, his liver was not palpable anymore. This is one of the most dramatic responses I've seen. I mean, he was actually, again, going back on construction, supervising road construction, to kind of follow up on that.
He went back to work?
He went back to kind of doing his living.
A lot of potholes in the highways in Rochester.
After winter, yeah. So he went back to work. I mean, CI normalized, actually.
How high was it?
It was in the range of 500. So not as high as, I mean, I've seen higher CAs, his LDH normalized. To be really honest, I mean, he benefited a lot from that, but it didn't sustain long. He had problems with toxicities in the end, even in spite of the leading bolus 5-FU.
What kind of toxicity?
He had some neutropenia, some infectious complications. He fell at home, some family issues that family wasn't able to provide kind of better care for him. So he deteriorated again. We had to hospitalize him. He had diarrhea, all these issues. So in the end, about 9 months later, his tumor was controlled as long as we kind of kept therapy around. 9 months later, he said, you know, I think that's it. We've done our share. Mm-hmm. We've done exactly what we wanted to do, and you've given me some time. So we stopped therapy, and he died almost exactly 1 year after he started therapy. And so in the end, family came back to me and said, you know, we remember you talked to him, and in good case scenario, you'll give him 1 year, and that's exactly what you did. So in the end, everyone was happy. Having said that, you know, it's 1 year is not a lot, but this patient would have had a couple of, perhaps 2 weeks without treatment.
Were there any things that happened during that year that were particularly important to him? You know, people talk about going to weddings and all that
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, his thing was he worked on a bench that he built in his backyard. He wasn't really too concerned about his family or whatever happened there, but he built this bench. And he was so happy. He showed me pictures of it later. And this is his project while he was getting chemotherapy. And he built the bench.